Welcome to these pre-show notes for Parliament Square by James Fritz, in a co-production by the Manchester Royal Exchange Theatre and the Bush Theatre. This production is directed by Jude Christian, the designer is Fly Davis, the lighting is by Jack Knowles, and the sound is by Ben and Max Ringham. The play lasts for about 1 hour and 20 minutes, with no interval. And I do need to warn you that this production makes use of smoke and haze effects, strobe lighting, and very bright flashing lights. The leaflet asks, how far would you go for what you believe in? Kat gets up one morning, leaves her family behind, and travels to London to carry out an act that will change her life, and she hopes everyone else's. But what are the real consequences? It goes on, James Fritz's searingly powerful play won a Judges Award in the 2015 Bruntwood Prize for Playwriting. Raw, disturbing and compassionate, it forces a confrontation with some of the most urgent questions that we face. What can one individual do to effect change? And where do we choose to draw the line between absolute commitment and dangerous obsession? As we take our seats, the stage is in full view, surrounded on all four sides by ranks of tiered seating. I say stage, but it is actually a performance space on the floor, level with the lowest seats. The floor is pale grey, made up of large rectangular panels which are screwed down at the corners and have a matte finish. Sometimes the light is a cold grey and at other times a warm golden yellow, and it often shifts very quickly to mark changes in time. The play is in three acts. During Act One, some of the characters are disembodied voices, and when these voices speak, one of the lights above the stage glows brighter and the characters on stage look up towards the light. At the end of Act One, there's a short burst of strobe lighting, and during Acts Two and Three, the lighting state flicks from bright light to pitch black without warning, sometimes several times in quick succession, to suggest lapsing in and out of consciousness and the passage of time. At the beginning of Act One, in the very centre of the stage, there's a bedside lamp with a plain silvery base and a cream-textured shade. The lamp is lit, the shade creating a warm yellow glow. There are four main entrances between the seats, and in one of these entrances, a large blue plastic container on wheels is positioned. On the stage, around the lamp, is a large circle of objects, rather like the numbers round a clock face. Close to the lamp is a pale blue mug with three toothbrushes, one electric and two manual. Then over near the big bin is a pale wooden step stool with two steps and a carrying handle cut out of the seat. Near it is a dark green spider plant in a cream-patterned pot. Further round, a small portable digital radio, silvery metal and pale wood. Further round again, about halfway round the circle, is a pair of child-sized dark green crocodile wellies with pale green zigzags down the back. Near them, a square cushion with a pale grey and cream pattern. A little further round, a turquoise water bottle with a sippy lid. Round again, a silver electric kettle, and finally, a honey-coloured teddy bear with a gold ribbon tied in a bow round its neck. In Act Two, the space is bare, and a white-framed hospital bed is wheeled into the centre. It has a large white anglepoise lamp attached to the head of the bed. A simple pale wooden chair with a light green fabric seat and back is placed near it, and a white metal-framed chair on small solid wheels, just about opposite. A single crutch leans against this chair. For Act Three, the space is empty. As the characters appear on stage, they each bring a pale wooden step stool which they sit or stand on. There is a cast of seven actors, some of whom play more than one part. Some of the characters are disembodied voices. The central character is Kat. She's in her early 30s, slender with long brown hair pinned back in a straggly bun, a thin pale face and intense blue eyes. Kat wears a long pale grey cardigan over a white vest, with blue jeans with rolled cuffs, and pale grey Adidas trainers. Her shoulders are rounded, and she habitually pulls the cardigan sleeves down to cover her hands. When Kat uses her mobile, she doesn't produce a phone and she doesn't mime using one. She talks upwards into a spotlight. Kat is played by Esther Smith. The only other character we meet in Act 1 is not named in the dialogue, but is listed in the programme as Voice. Voice is played by Lois Chimimba. She's about the same height and build as Kat, with a coffee-coloured complexion, her corkscrew curly black hair pinned in an untidy bun on top of her head. She has watchful green eyes, high cheekbones and full lips. Voice wears a pale grey t-shirt with black jeans, with black and grey patterned socks and black and white trainers. Full of confidence, she strides around the space, shoulders back, head high, issuing orders and observing Kat's interactions with the disembodied voices. Later in Act 3, Lois Chimimba plays Jo, Kat's teenage daughter, wearing black denim dungarees over a white Adidas t-shirt with black stripes and the same black and grey socks and black and white trainers, her hair in a ponytail. Kat's mum is in her 50s, with short, wavy grey hair, a washed-out complexion, and dark shadows under her watery blue eyes. Mum wears a navy blue blouse with a pattern of tiny white flowers over a round-necked t-shirt, blue jeans, and brown suede lace-up shoes. And Mum is played by Joanne Howarth. Tommy, Kat's husband, is played by black actor Damola Adelaja. He's not overly tall, but he's powerfully built, with broad shoulders and narrow waist. His black hair is neatly trimmed into a short afro style, back from a high square forehead, and his expressive dark eyes betray a range of extreme emotions. Tommy wears a dark blue and green checked shirt with blue jeans and brown suede boots. Catherine is aged around 20, played by black actress Serafina Bey. She's tall and curvaceous, her hair cut into a short bob shaved round her ears. She has almond-shaped dark eyes, accentuated with a swoop of black eyeliner, and a broad, ready smile which illuminates her face. Catherine wears a baggy, pale blue denim shirt over a white crop top, revealing a glimpse of toned tummy, with black leggings with a wide white stripe down the sides and white trainers with black socks. When we first meet her, her body language is relaxed and open, her dark eyes twinkling. The physio is tall and slender, her glossy blonde hair in a high ponytail, with a hint of makeup around her glinting blue eyes and a porcelain complexion. She wears a floaty charcoal grey blouse with maroon trousers and white trainers, and she strides around, both harsh and encouraging. The physio is played by Kelly Houghton. Kelly Houghton also plays the disembodied voice of the ticket woman and the work colleague, who's just a voice in Act 1, and later appears wearing a cream cable-knit jumper with black and white patterned trousers. Finally, the doctor. He's played by Jamie Zuberi. The doctor is sturdily built, with thick black hair slicked back from a round face, a tanned complexion and twinkling dark eyes. He wears a pale blue shirt, open at the collar, with the sleeves rolled up to the elbows, with dark grey trousers and black shoes. Jamie Zuberi also plays the voice of the taxi driver, and later a friend, in a navy blue knitted jumper, beige slacks and grey trainers. And that's the end of those pre-show notes. I'm Jane Brambley, I'll be describing on the day, and I hope I'll meet you then. Goodbye.